This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, it's hour number 4 of the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in on a Friday. It's time to dial up the phone lines, 877-881-1053. What you drinking, what you thinking. And just talked to Stephen Jones. No identity defensively. Goodbye, Eberflus. How long will it take to get that news? Hopefully not too long. Got to get this thing turned around very, very quickly. We have Broadus and Dawson floating around the station right now. We'll get them up in here. You know they're drinking something. With no ice, of course, but looks like Tim and Carthage is going to get that remedied for us. We appreciate that.
You know Broadus is stopping by every little news station and talking to them on the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, have a conversation.
Probably stealing candy from desks and making small talk.
So how was your new year?
Interrupting newscasts at a high level. That's how he gets it done. Dawson's back in the saddle.
Oh, right on, man. I heard you talking when it came around the corner. I was like, what's Chief talking about? This is an interactive live spot?
Just the old filibuster.
Right on. Well, thanks to Stephen Jones for joining us.
Yes.
It is time now. Do we got to take another break, Lucius?
Absolutely not. I'm moving things around.
Thank you, sir. At 877-881-1053, it is time for that one segment of the week where you're actually encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. That's right. What you drinking and what you thinking here. You can also text into the show. Please leave your name and city you're texting from. I have the interface open right now. And we can interact with you that way as well. As per usual here in What You Drinking, What You Thinking, we go around the broadcast position and what we reveal what we're consuming and what is top of mind. And, you know, we got a lot of Cowboys topics for you. Play Dak or not. Trayvon Diggs claimed by the Packers. Maybe a Cowboys New Year's resolution. What should be your Cowboys New Year's resolution? Maybe we'll talk about that coming up at 6 o'clock here on your home of the Cowboys. A proper football Friday, your last football Friday of the year. I didn't know this was a national holiday, Chief.
Me neither, man. Me neither. Breaking news.
Is it a company holiday?
Yeah, I think you can comp this one there, Lucius. How about it?
Let's get it.
Yeah. So you put that in your back pocket on your way home tonight, and you'll be appreciating that into the future. I'm thinking about a lot of stuff. You know, we were doing the holiday countdown the other night. What was that, Wednesday night for the, you know, the 30?
Yeah.
And you know, these new remotes. You know, these new remotes, they're so damn sensitive. You, like, breathe on them, and they go back to the home screen.
Oh, yeah.
So Abby grabs the remote to turn the volume up and hits home screen at, like, 13 seconds. And we couldn't get it back up until the countdown had ended.
Happy New Year.
So, yeah, I'm kind of thinking about how unfortunate that is, the sensitivity of the new streaming remotes. But I'm also thinking about Henry Ruggs. He is eligible for parole come August. He's only 26 years old, could potentially be ready to go in week one of next season. Would you want your team to pick up one Hank Ruggs? They're formerly of the Raiders, most recently of you know, some jail's recreational team.
That's right. Yeah, we'll see you in Oxnard, sir.
I mean, we had a fatality in this one, right?
We did. Yeah.
And he wasn't that good. He's like a decent deep ball threat, but
yeah, I have to remember exactly how good he actually was. I mean, you're with the Raiders, and it's a disaster situation. But I think with speed like that, got some fresh legs, somebody will definitely give him a call.
His career is definitely going to resume. You know, I wonder, like, what team that would be. If you look up his stats, he played two seasons. His last season was 2021. Thank you for the Kit Kat, Broadus. And it just wasn't good. It was 452 yards. And I guess in 7 games played in 2021, he had 469 yards with an average of 19.5 per catch.
Yeah, big play guy like that. Team like the Bills.
Oh, yeah.
No quarterback, no wide receivers, really. Somebody's going to take a flyer on him.
Yeah, and still plenty of time there getting out in August, probably to resume a career now at 26 years old. That's kind of what I'm drinking and thinking. Just, you know, your regular Henry Ruggs update there for you, Broadus. What are you drinking and thinking?
I am, I found some ice, so I'm having some green tea. Iced tea is what I'm having. And what I'm thinking is that Matt Eberflus is gone. Listen to Stephen Jones talk. You know, when you start to talk about we don't have an identity, you know, there's nothing now I don't think that Matt Eberflus can do that will change Stephen Jones and Jerry Jones' mind right now.
Yeah.
And you know, he gave you a little hint, too. He said the, you know, two phases, they haven't been very good, the special teams. I wonder if Nick Sorensen's gone, too, the special teams coach. Steve was talking about not getting Turpin going and things like that, you know. So
clock really struck midnight in that Detroit game in coverage.
I think so, too. So, to me, I feel like that they're going to make a decision pretty soon on Matt Eberflus after the season. And I would be shocked if he were to come back. I think Stephen Jones told you that team lacks identity on defense, and they're going to go find somebody that can give them some identity.
Well, that's fantastic. You know, there's so many good defensive coordinators, good veteran defensive coordinators out there that are going to be available, whether it's Flores or Leonard or Schwartz, number of guys. And there's only going to be so many teams that are looking for head coaches, and then there's only going to be so many that want to hire a defensive guy. Maybe a third of the hirings will be defensive guys. So there is going to be quality out there. It's just a matter of, is Jerry Jones willing to write the check, or does somebody want to work for the Cowboys in a strong way that would guide them this way? But that's the most important item of business, I think, once you get to the offseason. Get that handled quickly. Hopefully it's a guy who's a lot more press man friendly, so you can still salvage Deron Bland and Savone Revel. But that'll be a lot of fun once we can get that party started next week, Chief. What are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Sipping on a little double shot of espresso and just thinking about I am excited. One of the few things I'm really excited to watch on Sunday is going to be Blue and Maffa. Get some rookies out there and see how they look.
Yeah, I cannot wait for that. Let's go to the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander standing by.
I'm drinking a Topo Chico Twist of Lime. I like this. I like the Topo Chicos. When I leave here, I will add some Repo to it. We'll have some Reposado in there.
Yeah.
Just drink about a third of that thing. Clear up the space in the bottle for it.
Yeah, you know what? Shut up, fool.
One good swig.
Yeah. Telling on me. You are telling on me.
You used to do that with my Diet Cokes.
What am I thinking here? I'm thinking it's a maintenance weekend, because I've had a hectic month. So I'm going to just do something manly, sit back and get the truck detailed.
Okay.
Nice.
Then take it to get an oil change, tune up, because I got a sweet deal with the mechanic.
Uh-huh.
My dad's mechanic, really, but it's a life hack for me. If I can buy the part online, he'll do the maintenance for me real, real cheap.
Sweet.
And then right across the street, here's a real hack. It's an Applebee's.
Okay.
So while he's working on the truck, I can just mosey on over to the Applebee's.
Ballerinas.
You know what I'm saying? Get you a sampler platter.
Yeah. Watch the games tomorrow. The Saturday games, right?
Yeah, Saturday games for sure.
You hang out for like the first 30 or 45 minutes. Like, all right, Dad, looks like you got it.
Yeah. All right, buddy.
Hand you that wrench.
Be right out of here.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, man.
All righty. Let's hit these phone calls then at 877-881-1053. It's a What You Drinking, What You Thinking Friday here in the G-Bag Nation. Let's see if we can get some of these in here. Steve called. Steve was scheduled for 4:30, called at 5. So, of course, we float the sked for the Jones boys, and we appreciate that. But we do have time for your phone calls right here before we get to the G-Bag of the Day in L.A. Live. Where are we going first, buddy?
Let's go to Dow in Arlington. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, bro?
Dow?
Yeah. Dow?
That's an unusual name in a good way.
Decentralized autonomous organization.
Put you on hold, bring you back up. How about Rodeo Ron? What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Rodeo?
I'm drinking a little bit of Jim Beam with a splash of Dr. Pepper. And I'm thinking, you know, all that new year, new me BS? Well, my new year resolution is be the same old Rodeo Ron that y'all have come to love.
Luke.
And I'm going to start using lotion, and I'm changing my body wash from X to Old Spice. But remember one thing, if you're not hanging out with that Rodeo Rod, listen to that 105.3 The Fan, drinking some Jim Beam, then where the F you at, baby?
There he goes, Ron.
Baby Ron.
Body wash, yeah.
Yeah. It's a good time of the year to get a really good lotion.
Like he said, I'm gonna start using lotion.
Hilarious. Yeah.
I'm gonna start, man.
First couple of months, it dries out here, gets cold.
Yeah,
my skin starts cracking. Terrible. I scratched myself so bad last year. I actually was bleeding.
You have a problem. Yeah. You have a problem.
I use the coconut oil.
Oh, coconut oil.
Coconut butter.
Yeah.
Let's go to AC and Irving. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, AC?
Hey, gentlemen. Good evening. Hey, not drinking this yet, but it's called Birdie. It's a hemp-derived THC drink. I get it from Total Wine.
Right. Love that stuff.
Yeah, those are good.
And I'm thinking, what is a realistic expectation that the Cowboys are going to win anything within 5 years? I feel like, you know, we signed Pickens. We're going to be playing, trying to balance out the defense. And then I don't know what goes on. We just keep going with Dak. What are y'all's thoughts?
Man, I think, winning anything, I could see him winning the East. I would almost guarantee they'll win the division at some point over the next half decade or so. As far as getting to the championship game, the great thing is you're really only one offseason away from turning around the fortunes of your team. Can you hit on three or four draft picks? Can you bring in three or four free agents? Like, the best teams
only...
Can you
get the coach right?
Yeah. The best teams really only have 10 to 12 good players. And yeah. I think if you look at the Cowboys roster, you're close. Now, the Eagles managed to squeeze 15 on a couple of years ago and last year, and that's why they absolutely dominated. I don't think the Cowboys will go there. But as good as they were 21, 22, 23, I think they'll get back to that in the next 5 years. And hopefully things go your way. Right now they really need to fix this edge rusher situation.
They're
not talking about it very much because the Micah Parsons trade is embarrassing in that light.
It absolutely is.
I mean, I'd double down. I'd go into free agency and then hit it hard in the draft. Where are we going next, Lucius?
Let's go to Polo and Garland. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Polo?
Man, I'm drinking some Crown Royal. I got some Coke mixed with it. I want to tell everybody Happy New Year. I got a question for you guys. Have y'all seen the new head trainer for the Mavericks? That girl is big. I don't know who she is, but girl, you is bad. I know I'm married, but girl, you is bad. Okay, for Christmas, y'all, I want to tell y'all what I got for Christmas. I got
a doghouse.
I got the green and yellow Sean Kemp jersey. I got the white Michael Jordan jersey, number 23, the last one from the Bulls. I got my green Cooper flag and the green and blue hat. I am so excited about my new jerseys. I really love my brown Vince Young jersey. It's on and popping. Now, everybody talking about the Cowboys, edge rushing out. Y'all ain't like Michael Parsons was just making a mistake every doggone game. I told y'all before, Michael Parsons was garbage. Trayvon Diggs, or whatever your name is, you ain't like you and Michael Parsons was sleeping with each other. I miss my friend. I can't intercept the ball no more. You need to cut your hair off and quit having all these babies, and then you maybe intercept the ball again. instead of intercepting all these bottles, you need to intercept the ball. I'm glad you gone with your dread head looking sick. You sorry? Your mama sorry? Oh. Your brother sorry? Jeez. Bye.
There he goes. Polo and Garland.
Wow, fastball's working here, boys.
Easily the most opinionated participant in what you're drinking and what you're thinking. Always look forward
by
to
far,
his calls.
By far.
And you think he no lies detected there on the report about the Mavs trainer?
I got a
headshot.
I'm just going to assume.
What?
Yeah, I got
what?
A headshot here.
Assume he's right.
That's all I got. He looks like a pretty good athletic professional. I would definitely not want to say anything appropriate. Get my press pass revoked. Any other calls, Lucius?
Yeah, let's go to Will. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Will?
Yes, sir. I'm drinking a barley pop called Bush, and what I'm thinking is actually for Mr. Broadus.
Yes, sir.
A couple of weeks ago on the G-Bag of the Day, you voted for Andrew Luck and, you know, that runner that was running and scored a touchdown and this and that. My question, what I'm thinking is, if the runner would have gave Andrew Luck a high five, would the play would have been dead? Is that a flag? I mean, what would have happened?
What did I vote for?
Barley pops are working.
What?
I would have happened, dude.
How did you not get that? It made total sense. All right.
I don't know what I voted for.
Answer the damn question.
Yeah. If I would answer the damn question if I knew what the damn question
oh,
was.
Oh, wait.
What did I vote for, Lucius?
Was that the live scoop and score? Andrew Luck was being interviewed?
Oh, gosh.
It happened in the background?
Yeah, it's a few weeks ago.
But that
it's incredible what sticks in people's minds sometimes.
Yeah.
But that was, so if Andrew Luck would have given him a high five, would he have been down? Is that what he asked?
Does he touch somebody on the sidelines?
Oh,
that was out of bounds. Okay. Yeah, been out of bounds.
Wow. Yeah, it's
good job, Lucius. Hey, man, I'm sorry about
that. Put two and two together.
Yeah.
Took a minute.
Was that a vote that we had? I guess it was. Yeah, it was. It absolutely was. Yeah, I don't know that. It's a good question. Good question. I don't know.
I could try Dio. Dio again in Arlington. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, right. I had you guys on mute. What I'm drinking some water. And what I'm thinking, I feel like, you know, paying a cornerback based off how many interceptions is not sustainable. You pay Trayvon Diggs, the year after that, he's not good. You pay Daron Bland, the year after that, he's not good. I really, really wish we would have paid Byron Jones because, yeah, he wasn't going to get the interceptions, but he was still very sticky in coverage. And that's what I'm just thinking today.
Respect, man. Yeah, I mean, it's a volatile thing. Turnovers in general. It's a hard thing to consistently as a unit or as an individual player be able to come up with that kind of stuff. There's a little bit of ball luck involved, and sometimes it goes your way in a big way, and other times it doesn't. So I'm with you. It's the full body work, down in, down out. How good of a cover player are you? Of course, we love when we get the interceptions. Those are huge. But are you consistently just locking up your guy? And Diggs and Bland, unfortunately, have not really been that.
Terrific stuff. Thanks for participating once again in what you're drinking and what you're thinking here on The Fan. We'll step aside. We'll come back. We'll get you the G-bag of the day. No, we're doing more? We got more?
All right. Lucius is just going magician style on this, bro. This is incredible.
Okay.
We're just going to do G-bag of the day, my guy.
Okay, we'll come back and do G-bag of the day? No, we're going right into G-bag of the day.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm busy on Instagram over here. I'm a little distracted. Oh, my.
Yeah. All right, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan. 5:30 right here. You catch a little early. It's a new year, new me. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Shout out to Rodeo. If you see anything this weekend, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P. I should be going through that thing at some point. I like looking at it on the laptop or the tablet rather than the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you can find us at G-Bag Nation. Our handles are in the bio. Our winner and champ so far. Now, we weren't here for this, but the guys that took over for G-Bag Nation yesterday, they voted this in. Okay. Blake from the Fan After Dark, our special guest host. He's upset that the prostate exams have a new way of doing their thing. It's a blood test now. You know, some places. No matter how your doctor looking at you. But here's Blake's disappointment about the whole situation. This is our winner.
Actually, you know what? In all seriousness, I'm all seriousness here. I did for all my 40 and above men. I just had my prostate. I just had my the blood prostate check done.
They don't do the finger thing anymore.
No, they didn't.
Why not?
They didn't.
What?
You seem a little too disappointed about that.
I just thought you that was seem, something you look forward to.
You seem a little too disappointed. Go ahead and pull that, please. Go ahead and mark that, pull it, whatever you need to do.
I'm just saying.
Why
not?
I'll tell you what. It seemed like shoo-in for G-Bag of the Day.
Can I defend myself?
That might be it right there.
Can I defend myself?
Can you defend yourself?
I don't think you can.
Nominee. Why not?
He said it was a rite of passage.
It did sound kind of sassy.
Hey, Lucius.
What happened?
If you're a player that's still in bounds and you touch somebody out of bounds, like a coach or official, whatever, the play is not blown dead.
Oh.
There it is.
High fives on the sideline. Let's make that happen, bro.
High five.
Let's make it happen.
High five. As long as the ball carrier is still in bounds, the ball still can – you can still advance the ball.
So you could high-five your coach or a teammate on a pick six or something.
That's what I want to see. Yeah. I want to see everybody line up. Like a third base coach.
I'm really sorry I messed up. I didn't remember, but, here you go. Yes. You can, as long as the ball is in bounds and you have possession of the ball, you can high-five anybody you want.
Well, speaking of the sidelines, let's go to the field pass right here. I checked my DMs and Mr. Eric sent this to me. I'm so happy because I've seen it live. Rose Bowl, field pass, ESPN, Pat Mack and crew out there. They witnessed a B-2 bomber fly over, the stealth bomber.
That's a Rose Bowl tradition.
Which looks like a UFO.
Yeah.
It really does.
It looks like a UFO.
Things are sick.
Yeah, they witnessed a fly over it and they had a cow.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was delayed, but it is still here. America, sending a message to the world here in Pasadena. We got a B2, and you don't. There's some things that USA has that nobody else does. College football is one of them. And a B-2 stealth bomber is another. Greatest country on earth, no questions asked. Well, thank you.
Wow.
Hell yeah, America.
Yes.
Holy s***. Yeah. Yeah. Now let's kick off the second half of the Rose Bowl. Holy hell. I got chills right now.
Halftime flyover?
I just got a red, white, and boner. Yeah. I think I got a little freedom erection happening as well.
That's crazy.
How could you not?
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. During the game, bro. That's
crazy.
Quarterfinal college football game kickoff, and here we go with freedom boners. That's incredible.
That's nuts.
I mean, being able to figure that thing out and then make it in a way that nobody else can copy, that's a better accomplishment than the atom bomb, isn't it?
With the stealth bomber?
Yeah.
It's crazy looking.
Like, nobody else can figure this out.
It's crazy.
We've had this thing for a long time.
Yeah, it is pretty legit.
Maybe the aliens favored us
and
just crash-landed one of their craft in Nevada, and that's how we got this and nobody else does? I don't know.
I think China's working on one they got. I think they tested one the other day.
I'm pretty sure they have a whole lot of stuff they haven't shown us.
Yeah.
Hey, this isn't one, but there was a guy trolling Zeke after the Cotton Bowl. Zeke just trying to walk out of the stadium.
This is my dad.
That boy, Zeke Elliott got salty.
Zeke Elliott. I love Dallas folks, bro.
That boy, Zeke
You gotta look at the video. Zeke was pretty sour about the whole thing. Yeah. He's seen himself being recorded.
Like, hey, that's maturation, though, because like 5, 6, 7 years ago, that dude's probably getting KO'd right there.
Oh, yeah. That's a punching right there.
You know what I mean?
You keep that up with Zeke back in 2018.
If he was a DJ, he'd probably been punched in the face.
Security guard in Vegas.
Yeah. He'd buy you Escalade afterwards, too, though.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh. Buy you Escalade, bro. I'll take the Escalade. Let me get that cocaine.
I played Call of Duty with him once, too. He's cool.
Cool. Is he a good player?
Was he low-key faded?
He was low-key faded, bro.
He was okay. He revived me. I was like, this is pretty cool.
There you go. Good teammate.
Yeah. Hey, here's one. I said I got a lot of randos in the folder. Some nominees, just some randoms. About pranking mom in the drive-thru. A whole lot of drive-thrus, a whole lot of pranking moms. Listen to this.
Morning, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
What you doing? Okay, start your day.
Double bacon cheddar egg sandwich.
Double bacon cheddar egg sandwich.
Gotcha. May I grab anything else today?
I want two of those.
Two of those, yes, ma'am. Want a venti caramel
brulee
latte?
Yes.
Gotcha. Can I get you anything else today?
Mm-hmm.
Make two of those.
Gotcha.
Can he add two back shots to that?
Can you add two back shots to that, please?
Two what, ma'am?
Two back shots to that.
Back shots? I did not understand what you said. No,
that's all right, sir.
Okay.
Did you record that?
Well, pull through to the first window before I answer that question.
Let me lay eyes on you real quick.
Let me get a spin. Let me turn around.
Let me walk outside and see what we got going here.
Oh, my gosh. Two back shots. All right, Lizzie.
Hey.
Let's go to NC State men's basketball head coach. Will Wade. He is tired of asking questions about his forward. I think his name is Darren Williams.
Oh, he got mad.
Yeah, he's not a fan of asking questions.
No, he got
this.
Really mad about this kid.
Yeah, he's pounding the table.
What's your concern level where Darion's game is?
Absolutely zero. You know, I'm tired of hearing about freaking Darion. He's playing well. All right? It's a terrible question. It's a terrible question. Let me be frank with you. He affects winning. And everybody's out here about him and all this stuff. He affects winning. He was plus 13 against Ole Miss and didn't hit a shot. And everybody's acting like the world's caving in. The guy's a damn good player. What he didn't shoot it well today. What did he have? Who had zero turnovers for us today? Darian Williams. 6 rebounds, 4 turnovers. I mean, 4 assists, 0 turnovers. So everybody needs to shut the hell up about him. He's a damn good player. And the shot's going to fall. I'm tired of answering questions about him. He's really good. We're thankful to have him. Next question.
he's their highest paid player. That's why they're going after him.
Oh my gosh.
He's North Carolina State's highest paid player.
That's crazy. We're talking about college basketball.
That's the highest paid player. That's why they're going after him. Yeah.
Sounds like the coach vouched for him pretty hard.
He did.
He was a huge free agent addition this offseason.
Yeah.
Sounds like coach should be fired for bringing in Darian Williams. Can't make a shot.
But how many turnovers did he have, huh?
I wanted him to go Gundy, talk to me, call me out.
Come after me. I'm the one to put him in the lineup.
I built this team.
Yeah. All right, that's it, bro.
Making fun of a kid because he can't make a shot. You got a blood test, a prostate exam there with the Fan After Dark. You got a Rose Bowl field pass, Pat McAfee flyover there from the B2 Bomber. Guy trolling Zeke out of the Cotton Bowl. Mom getting trolled in the drive-thru. Yeah. Coach Will Wade frustrated about questions regarding Darian Williams. That's my vote.
Give me the freedom boner.
We got freedom boner. We're tied at 1, Lucius.
Yeah, I like that one, too. Pause. Shoot.
Is Pat McAfee?
Yeah, I like that Pat Mac one, joint. And the mom being pranked in the drive-thru. Yeah. I'm really going back and forth between those. Let's go to Pat Mac.
It's a tough one, Brian. Score's 2-1.
I'll vote for the drive-thru.
For the drive-thru. Okay, so by a score of 2-1, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's Pat McAfee narrating a B-2 Bomber flyover there at the Rose Bowl. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan of Proper Football Friday. Cowboy stuff coming up at the top of the hour here at 6 o'clock. Time now for LA Live. We stay in the Pimp Cup, I believe. Here's Lucius.
First feel-good Friday of the year. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares, it's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
The Cowboys are in New York City.
That's why I love New York. Because when you just walking and minding your business, if you stop for a half a second, you can get in everybody's business.
Yeah, because it ain't nothing. That's what you saying?
Bro, I seen two white dudes arguing in New York. And the white dude said some shit you'll never hear in another argument, bro. He asked the other white dude, he said, hey, you want me to kick your ass? How the f*** do you answer that? No, I don't, but I'm just saying. You're saying what, motherfucker?
You want me to kick your ass?
You want me to kick your ass?
That's a hell of a question, ain't it?
New York City, baby. This is LA Live for Friday, January 2nd, 2026. It is a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. Feels like a Monday Friday, though.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like a Monday Friday, though. 2025 was a historic year in so many ways. A tough year for some. So let's try again here in 2026. But first, let's enjoy this weekend safely. Avoid the law dogs. Mind your speeds. You can go too slow out here. Seriously, get on that highway, man. Speed up. If you're in the fast lane, which is the furthest lane to the left, get on over, bro, if you don't want to do it. Get on over, man. Don't drink and drive. Use an Uber and all that good stuff. Keep your emotions in check. Speaking of emotions, man, the start of 2026 was a whole crash out in the state of Texas. The start of 2026 was nasty, y'all. Let's go to the grand opening of a new shake joint in Dallas called Pink House. Pink House. Off of 35 and Empire Central.
That's a nice area.
It used to be, yeah. Come on, man. Quit playing. Yeah, 35 and Empire Central. Used to be V Live down the street from Ecstasy. It was a who's who night on New Year's Eve. I think Big X a Plug was in there. A lot of Dallas.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, man. But it went bad. Grand opening. Dallas police responded to a shooting call approximately 3:45 a.m. on New Year's Day. Gunfire broke out in the club's parking lot during an altercation. Boys just couldn't throw them hands. Couldn't just throw them hands. Got to pull out a gun to make everything permanent. Mm. My Lord, man. Four people were injured in the exchange of gunfire. And one of the victims was a popular Dallas rapper, Z the Wizard.
No.
Yeah, man. Part of the awful. That's somebody's kid.
Yeah.
He's a young man just out there just trying to have a good time for New Year's Eve, doing the club thing. We've all done it. He's part of the New Dallas Movement. He's going to be missed. I like the New Dallas Movement because they're not about no gunplay, really. They really out here just trying to Dallas boogie, make good songs for people to dance to in the club.
And they got shot?
And he got shot, bro. He's one of the ones that got shot, man. So, come on, y'all. R.I.P. to that, man. Let's not... The pistol play, people. Pistols are permanent. They change lives out here. All right. And all of this happened a week after DG's close. Brand new strip clubs open up. And then DG's like...
Whoosh.
DG's felt like a family environment. I know that sounds weird to say about a strip club, but you knew everybody there.
I drove by it this morning.
These are my sisters, man.
You know it. You know everybody there.
They got red tape around it now, Lucius.
Oh, that's sad.
They got red tape.
Wow. That's sad.
A lot going on in that parking lot when you drive by that place.
You know the car detailing man?
Yes.
He was out there all the time detailing cars and whatnot. Mel the Mac. Shout out to Mel the Mac. Used to host that thing and DJ. The bathroom man, been in the bathroom man since I was yee-haw. Yeah. What's he going to do now, man? The door grill that everybody thirsted over so much. We're going to miss DG's. And then the grand open of the Pink House is not looking too good, y'all. Yeah.
Not a good start.
Definitely not a good rollout.
Not a great rollout. Grand opening, grand closing for that place right there. And I told you the state of Texas was a whole crash out during New Year's Eve. Let's jump on I-45 and head to H-Town. Where another New Year's Eve party ended in pistol play. Gosh. Houston police responded to a New Year's Day party at a house party in the Third Ward where five people were shot.
Jeez.
Now, luckily, nobody lost their lives, but once you're shot, that changes you a little bit.
Yeah.
It was at an Airbnb. So imagine that. You booked an Airbnb trying to make some little money on the side of the house that you have, and then people are shooting at your party. Over 100 people in and out of this house. The shooting happened shortly after 12:30 a.m. We didn't even get to celebrate, really, right? Well, no, we got 30 minutes. We got 30 minutes into the new year, and we got shooting. Let's go to Fox 26 in Houston, who spoke to a witness.
So let me tell y'all. So I comes to a house party, you know, at like 11:50. I shows up. Basically, girl, they just like was popping firecrackers, popping fireworks. I was like, oh my God, these don't sound like fireworks. These sound like buns. No shade. So basically, we just like chopping it up, eating. All of a sudden, we hear pow, pow, pow. I'm like, hold on. Let me duck, drop, and roll. Like, what? Hold on, man. Say. Like, for real.
So, yeah. So what did you see? So you hit the ground, and then...
I hit the ground. I seen people bleeding. I seen mace. It was just a lot I seen. It was a multitude of factors.
I don't know how they find these people to talk to sometimes. They find the right ones.
Yeah, they do, bro.
She could not wait to talk.
Do you think those folks that talk are looking for the cameras?
Maybe.
Like, here I am.
Maybe. Like a moth to a flame. Look at those lights. Somebody's got a microphone. But yeah, I appreciate her at least telling us what happened. I heard pow, pow, pow. She has some strong shoulders, too, by the way.
I would say.
Very thick neck.
Yeah.
Very, very, very
Adam's thick apple, neck. Maybe.
I'm not going to say all that.
Might as well be a bullseye, bro.
Very thick neck.
I'm just saying.
But to reiterate, people, yeah. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV this weekend or DFW scanner. And please, please stay away from that pistol play. It's so permanent. Here's a weekend warning.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish your own.
Okay. Okay. All right. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Ow! My God. That scream is primal. The stress coming out. Y'all have no idea. Hey, did y'all enjoy the fireworks on New Year's Eve? Anybody? Anybody enjoy fireworks New Year's Eve?
Heard them, didn't see them.
Saw them in Tokyo or something like that. That was a pretty impressive show.
Oh, they show out.
Yeah.
They have the drone show, too, yeah, when they do it at the same time.
Yeah, their country does all out for that.
Yeah. Seeing it on social, everybody was lined up on 30 coming into town, yeah. And they just stopped packed. And watched. Yeah. I was like, man.
I missed that.
This looked fun.
Yeah.
No, it happened on TV, and then I was laying back down by 12:10.
Yeah, there was some in our neighborhood. It wasn't Irving itself doing it, but I think it was somebody bought some and popped them off at the Ritz-Carlton.
Okay.
Yeah, popped it off right there. And then the next day, we had some the next day, like that night, at the golf course across the street.
Yeah.
Imagine how baller nice that is. There.
Yeah.
Imagine how I'm going to buy this for my family. We're going to sit at the golf course and pop fireworks.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's a good tradition.
Yep. DPD got 700. No, shoot, my God, excuse me. I went too fast. DPD got 273 calls related to fireworks. People are definitely popping them in my neighborhood. 759 calls were related to gunfire.
Oh, jeez.
Gunfire. A combined 1,032 calls for all of these issues. That is up from last year where they received 865 such calls. Them boys had them things out. Yeah, you said you seen traffic on the highways downtown?
Yeah. They were lined up, coming in 30 East, and it looked like everybody just stopped to enjoy the show. I don't even know if any lanes were going.
So they pull over on the service side? I mean,
they totally stopped in the middle of the street.
Like they totally stopped traffic.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, stopped in the middle of the street.
The fireworks show was that good, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You wouldn't want to be driving, I think, because people would be distracted.
Because it was fireworks and drones. It's really good. Right there, downtown Dallas, Reunion Tower and whatnot. But I seen a video of some fools. They were acting a fool with their guns. No. Right there on 35 near their Margaret Hunt Bridge.
Mm. What are we doing, guys?
They was letting that thing off, boy. Fa, 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 fa. I'm talking about banana clips. 3 feet long clips. These cats had cowboy boots on and cowboy hats, and they pulled out big old guns. Matter of fact,
hold on. I'll tell you what it was like. Okay, where we at? All right, yeah. Let me get a vibe for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were they like outside of their trucks?
They were outside of the trucks. They were shooting under the bridge, not up in the air. They were kind of like aiming towards under the bridge. So, like, if you were some homeless cats down there, boy, you are scared to death. Hold on, it sounded like this. I got the clip.
Jeez.
That's right there on the bridge, bro. It's mad traffic. And you can't run.
Sounds like we got live shooters downtown.
They just pulling them out in front of everybody. Cameras and all. They don't care. License plate not covered up or nothing. Oh!
Sounds like Nam.
We got no chance.
No. That's what I'm saying.
We got no chance.
I mean, it is fun to shoot.
Especially when you're drunk on tequila.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my gosh. It's so fun.
I don't think I've ever fired a weapon drunk.
Oh, that's a good thing to admit into the microphone.
Don't think I have.
Yeah. Let's not go around the room and ask everybody. Okay?
Scanning memory banks here.
Let's not do that.
It sounded like World War III in Fort Worth, too. Fort Worth, stand up.
Uh-oh.
Jeez. Yeah, somebody popped a bottle rocket in the middle of all of this. Watch this.
bro. Fort Worth be acting.
Yeah, dude, I think I'd be too terrified that a bullet's going to come down.
Yeah, I was scared all night.
We're going to read about it in the morning.
I was scared all night because I can hear it. Fah, 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 fah. I'm like, man, I'm going to come down in this bedroom while I'm in here chilling, watching that show Eric put me on to with the Beast in Me.
Oh, yeah, the Beast in Me. Yeah, Lucius is finally on board.
It was pretty good. Yeah, I was watching that. Hey, broad, as they was acting a fool in Shreveport.
I bet you they were.
New Year's, I bet you they was acting a fool with them guns, bro.
I bet you they were.
Oh, my God.
Damn, it's a new year.
Yeah.
I'm in that poke. I'm in that damn Shreveport. God. Yeah, they clapping. Yeah, they clapping. They got that damn clap going. Damn.
Somebody's got a boomer.
Somebody shot a damn rocket launcher. Jesus.
Oh, God.
Street sweeper.
Damn.
Oh! Sound of freedom right there.
Yeah. Got a freedom boner?
They clap.
Yeah, dude.
Seriously,
they clap.
Dude.
Damn. Damn. Wow.
Woo. Where are they buying all the bullets?
Yeah.
Damn, the whole
hundreds of dollars getting fired in the
air.
They should be.
Yes, that's a good bit. Yeah.
They should be.
If all bullets cost what, $1,000? Was that the bit?
Yeah.
$500?
Yeah. Man, he must have really did something. He must have really ticked some people off, man. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Hey, LA Live 105.3 Defend on a Feel Good Friday. Did y'all hear Magic Johnson kick off the Rose Bowl parade?
No. I saw him at the coin toss.
I said, I was confused for a second. Like, what is he doing here?
Yeah.
Did he buy one of the squads, too?
Yeah.
Hold on. Listen to Magic Johnson introducing the Rose Bowl parade.
It's the official ribbon cutting of the Rose Parade only on NBC. And there it is right there.
Got the brothers too.
The 137 tournament Roses Parade has officially begun. Here we go.
That's why Magic Johnson's play-by-play career didn't last
long. Hold on, man. Wait a minute. Why'd y'all have him read that? He might be dyslexic or something. You know what I'm saying? Just hustling through it. Yeah. Let him memorize it.
And there it is right there.
Got the brothers too.
The 137 tournament Roses Parade has officially begun. There we go.
There's a reason he went to Michigan State.
Roses Parade, baby.
And we had a broadcaster. He retired. Gary Danielson.
Yes,
Gary
bro.
Danielson, CBS.
Did him dirty.
They did him dirty, bro. Let that man vent a little bit. Let it stretch some. You can move the commercials around a little bit. Cut him off on his last sign off.
Gonna get off the air. Listen, one more thing. It's sometimes you can say, how do you get off? This guy right here.
Join hosts Hardy and Bert Kreischer.
Wow.
Got him.
Didn't have any friends in the producer's room, apparently.
Yeah. How do you get off this guy right here? All right, that's enough of Gary. That's enough Gary. Yeah.
Thanks, Gary.
We've had enough Gary today. Jeez.
Century.
Poor guy.
Let the music play for a little bit, you know? Give him a warning.
Do something, man.
Dun, 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 dun. Let him go out, yeah. Come on.
This happen last week, too. I think there was like a tornado in some area. And during the tornado covers, they just cut right to a commercial. The tornado isn't... We're not going to tell where it is yet. Okay. We're going to go to commercial. We'll be right back then tell you where the tornado is.
Oh, my gosh.
Right back.
That's bad.
Yeah. All right, y'all be safe this weekend, man. Please no gunplay because I'm out here. That's why I stay in the house.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I stay in the house, y'all. I really do. I'll be scared as hell, y'all. Because they be committing crime.
Yeah,
they got 27 Slims on, some slides... a hoodie and a poo shiesty mask, and that thing go, fa, 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 fa. Wow, man, y'all scared me. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I will be Black Monday, Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That is my time. I'm out, y'all. Peace.
Yes, we will all be back on Monday. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Woolchuck has a holiday night off, okay, but we'll all reassemble here on Monday. And speaking of that, can anybody beat
my travel nightmare. I was in travel hell on not one, not two, but three different days of this adventure. And I'll give that to you and invite you to beat me coming up next here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.